Banff. A black bear cub that got into human food and garbage in Banff's industrial compound has been shipped out of town with the mama bear. Parks Canada officials say the cub and its mother were relocated to a remote area of Banff National Park after the cub got food rewards in the industrial compound on September 24 and 25. From what Parks Canada team members are able to confirm, only the Young of Year bear received the reward, said Kira Tryon, Public Relations and Communications Officer for Banff National Park in a statement. To ensure public safety and the best possible outcome for the bear, the cub and its mother were relocated to a more remote area of the park. Parks Canada team members continue to monitor the situation closely. Up until the food rewards at the undisclosed location in the industrial compound, Tryon said this bear family had been frequenting other high-use areas in the Banff townsite, feeding on natural foods. She said the bear cub was captured via free-range darting within the industrial area and the sow was caught around the Tunnel Mountain Surprise Corner area. Both cub and sow were moved when hazing was no longer an effective approach and when a change in behavior was perceived. When the cub accessed the food, garbage reward, Tryon said. Parks Canada is not available to answer further questions. Parks Canada says it is not investigating the incident because it was in the industrial compound, which is the town of Banff's jurisdiction. Town of Banff officials say the incident in the industrial district in September required no investigation. The municipal enforcement staff were assisting the operation led by Parks Canada and Parks Canada told town personnel that there were no non-compliance issues of businesses or residents that attracted the bears, hence no need for further investigation or charges, said Jason Dara, Director of Communications for the Town of Banff. Parks Canada has full authority to charge people within the Town of Banff under federal or provincial legislation, but municipal enforcement staff are responsible for serving violation tickets related to town bylaws. In a separate incident on Sunday, October 9, Parks Canada wildlife specialists called the town's municipal enforcement for assistance around 2:45 p.m. following reports of a bear that had been in a yard on Beaver Street. As a result of being on the scene, a nearby property was identified as having improperly stored recycling, which is an animal attractant, Dara said. Although it is not known if that improperly stored recycling attracted the bear, the town is issuing a ticket for being non-compliant with our bylaw due to the risk of attracting bears. Parks Canada had no information by press time on this particular incident. The federal agency asks that all sightings of bears and other carnivores like wolves and cougars within Banff National Park be reported to Banff Dispatch at 403-762-1470. In addition, visitors, businesses, and residents are reminded to ensure they do not allow wildlife access to garbage, scented items, unsecured human food, and any other wildlife attractants. Parks Canada asks people to securely store items inside a vehicle or in a wildlife-proof food locker if away from a picnic table for any amount of time, to dispose of garbage and recycling in wildlife-proof bins and never leave food or garbage in fire pits. They also advise people to take their garbage and recycling if the designated bins are full. Residents are asked to remove ripe fruit from fruit-bearing trees and to consider replacing fruit-bearing trees with non-fruit-bearing trees. Your actions matter. Help keep wildlife wild, said Tryon, noting people should always have bear spray accessible and know how to use it. In neighboring Canmore, a mother black bear and two cubs were killed by Alberta Fish and Wildlife officers for public safety reasons on October 3 after repeatedly feeding in a downtown dumpster and sleeping in residential backyards. The three bears, along with a third cub, had been relocated out of town on September 17 to an area west of Caroline after showing ongoing signs of habituation. The third cub is believed to have died somewhere on the arduous 200-kilometer journey back to Canmore.